Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. I'm sorry. But it is. It's Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now, a quick reminder, a few things that always happen on Friday, right? R-E-D, red. Wear something red on Friday. R-E-D, remember, everyone deployed. Started by a few Marine moms a couple of years back. I do my best each and every Friday to wear something red. Sometimes the laundry operation, will they cooperate? Sometimes not. This week, thank God for my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there in Emily's bracelets. No, because I did not have a red piece of clothing in the rotation. So, would I be without red today? No. What did I do? I used one, not even all, but one of my red bracelets from Emily Morrissey. Emily'sBracelets.com. By the way, voted the best jewelry store in all of Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's true. So thank you, Emily, for saving me today. I appreciate it. What else do we do on Fridays? Well, I put on my Peppa Pig hat because, frankly, nothing says it's Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Last night was a debate that ordinarily, generally speaking, nobody would have paid attention to, right? The Attorney General. What? Well, it was probably the most watched Attorney General debate in history. Up in New York, they were dealing with that, what's his name, Moron Zamdani? Or Zamdan Morani, I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, he's going to be the mayor of New York, sad to say. 2 hours for that thing. I don't know how that went, and I got friends who watched it. I chose, obviously, to pay attention to the AG's debate. Let me start with the positive. The University of Richmond and the Virginia Bar Association, my humble opinion, did an excellent job. Excellent. The timing was appropriate. The guy asking the questions, the moderator, I don't know. Boy, I apologize, sir, whoever you are. I think you're the president of the Virginia Bar Association, or you're whoever lost the short straw thing. I don't know, but you did one hell of a job. You should be tapped to do all of the debates everywhere. That should be your next calling. It was excellent. It really, really was. It was clear who the quote winner was, although you wouldn't know that from some of the shills that are out there, and we'll get to the shills because there are plenty of them. I just heard a clip in Charles Pyle's news from one of the guys I would say is a shill. Oh yeah. Well, I'll give you details on that in a second. So, do we have some of this germ? Look, I'm throwing it out there to Jeremy, and Jeremy's in a weird mood today. simply because it's his birthday tomorrow. And I believe he has started celebrating early. That's what I've heard. Now, I don't know if it's true, but I just heard it on the radio. So, you know, it's got to be true. All right, Jerm, just grab me a little piece of Jason Miari's J. Jones or J. Jones, Jason Miari's, please.
By every standard, J. Jones does not have the experience or the judgment to serve as the top prosecutor. But now we know something else. We have seen a window to who J. Jones is and the way he thinks of people that disagree with him. Abraham Lincoln said that character is what you do in the dark when no one is watching. But now we know what he was doing in the dark. J. Jones was angry at Todd Gilbert. Why? Because Todd Gilbert said kind words about a Democrat that had passed away, Joe Johnson. J. Jones had said that he wanted to piss on the grave of his political opponents. And what did he want to do to Todd Gilbert? Two bullets to the head. Why? Because he didn't like his politics. What's worse? He wanted Jennifer Gilbert, a mother with two small children, ages 2 and 5. He said that he hoped to see their children die in their arms. Why? Because in his own words, he said that pain is the only way that change can occur. We know that he has said to a colleague that he hoped cops would die, because that's also how change can occur.
Let me be very clear. I am ashamed. I am embarrassed. And I'm sorry. I am sorry to Speaker Gilbert. I'm sorry to his family. I'm sorry to my family. And I'm sorry to every single Virginian. I cannot take back what I said. But you have my word that I will always be accountable for my mistakes. And you also have my word that I will spend every waking moment fighting for you. Now, again, Jason is going to try to make this race about my mistakes. But this race has always been about more. It's always been about each and every one of you and the future of this Commonwealth. And the stakes of this race are too high for it to be about anything else. Because when Donald Trump fires workers, defunds our schools, and levies tariffs that destroy our regional economies, sends armed troops into cities and defunds law enforcement, he has a willing cheerleader here in Jason Miares who will not step up to sue. Where other attorneys general have fought to protect their state's resources and values and institutions, Jason hasn't done that.
It is, well, on the one hand, it's kind of funny to listen to J. Jones. I was trying to explain this to somebody relatively new to the community. I said, look, J. Jones is a lightweight, okay? J. Jones is sort of the not ready for primetime candidate. J. Jones comes from a very prominent Democrat Party family. And his entire life, he has been told what he will be. He is the product of private schools, and I don't think there's anything wrong with private schools, but while he wants to paint this picture of just being the regular guy, nothing could be further from the truth. He is, in other words, like so many on the left, a complete and total phony. This is a character he is portraying, a little bit like Abigail Spamberger, who portrays the character of a moderate. J. Jones has had everything handed to him his entire life. And there are a few things that you need to take away from that entire debate. And I know we have more. But as someone who watched it in live time, took notes, went back, rewatched it this morning, I was all over the country talking about it, doing analysis. Here's what I can tell you. J. Jones proved time and time and time again that he is a politician, that he is running for office. The office is of no consequence to him. But here's the reality. If you watch the debate, if you listen to the debate, if you read the transcript of the debate, then you know that J. Jones really, honestly, wants to be in Washington, D.C. He doesn't really have any interest in being the attorney general. That's besides the fact that he has no qualifications to be the attorney general, but he doesn't have any interest in it. I stopped counting at 40. I cannot tell you how many times he said Trump. I did. I counted till 40 and I thought, you know what? I'm done. I somewhere beyond 40. If you actually kept count, let me know. Seriously, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you kept actual count, again, I stopped counting at 40. If you made the mistake of playing Uncle Jeff's little drinking game instead of setting the over-under, you were blottoed about 8 minutes into that debate. Remember what the drinking game was? Take a shot of something every time he says Trump? Frankly, if you really did that, well, you wouldn't be listening because you'd be deceased. There's no way you could have survived that. Even if you did the junior version, the JV version, which is what I thought I would do, take a sip of a beverage each time he said Trump, I was done. I'm thinking, well, I can't really make myself another drink at this point. I just, no, I'm not going to do it. But we'll examine more of it. And I will remind you that Jason Meares will be with us at 5:05, the attorney general, who last night, do you know what Jason Meares did last night? In my humble opinion, and I'm right, he prosecuted a case. That's what he did. He assembled a case against Jay Jones. He laid out the facts of the case. In addition to that, he came with the receipts. He had dates and times and incontrovertible facts. Jay Jones had blah, 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 yada, 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 Trump. Blah, 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 yada, 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 Trump. We'll talk more about it as we head through the afternoon. Again, Attorney General Jason Meares will be here at 5:05. Coming up at 3:35, fresh off the CEO Summit at Liberty University, Dr. Dave Bratt will talk a little bit about economics. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got Jason Meares, the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, coming up at 5:05. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 434 says, hey, Jeff, I watched the debate last night. All I got out of it is that President Trump lives rent-free in Jay Jones's head, just like all the other Democrats. Spot on, man. That was all he had. 804, Greg from Chesterfield says, Jeff, his 500 community service hours were working on his own flipping campaign. Such a cowardly Nepo baby. Yep, good description. Jim in Chesterfield, Jeff, Jay Jones is a complete disgrace. He's bad for our beloved Commonwealth. Jason Meares has already gotten my early vote, and I also gave my vote to our friends John Reed and Winsome Sears. Good. That's exactly the way I'm voting. 804, Jeff, notice that the thing he doesn't say is that he was wrong. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. 757, hey, Jeff, why is it he's only saying sorry now? Is that because he's been caught? Yes. Yes, it is. 804, Jeff, I told you that fake Dr. Bob Holsworth, this guy, texter calls him Dr. Bob Sabato, is out there shilling for Jay Jones. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. 804 says, you know, he's actually a more effective shill than Larry Sabato because the low information folks don't realize he's a shill. Also correct. There's a reason I can't give any credence or credibility to anything that Dr. Bob has to say on these issues. Two names, really. Rodney Monroe and Buddy Fowler. That's it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, do your own homework. But that's it. I don't have any time for the people that are partisans but want to pretend they're not partisan. I don't have any problem with people who are partisan and tell you flat out, hey, I'm a partisan. Cool. That's great. Happy to have a conversation. But if you want to pretend you're not partisan and then you're completely and totally partisan, no. I don't have the time for it. And you know what else? I just don't have the interest anymore. I really don't. I got so many other things like banging around in my head, trying to figure stuff out. I should give a little qualification here. We mentioned Dr. Bob. Now, of course, that's Dr. Bob Holsworth, the so-called analyst. I'm not talking about the actual Dr. Bob. My Dr. Bob, Dr. Bob Quarles. Threshold Medical in Midlothian, in case you're looking for a doc. I have no idea if he's accepting patients, but he's the best doctor on God's green earth. He's my doctor. He's my friend. Neither one of those things is exclusive, though, right? In other words, if he weren't my doctor, he'd still be my friend. And if he weren't my friend, he'd still be my doctor. But that's my Dr. Bob. He's a good guy. And I had a meeting today. I'm going to give you some update on this. Every Monday, we get the chance to talk with Carl Carlson, right, about economics and where you should be and where you shouldn't be and what have you. Well, I had a pretty long review today with Carl and Jordan, who's one of his team members. And they had really good news, which is great. Great. And they're like, hey, look at all this money you've got. You are a blanking heir. And I thought, wow, cool. A thousand heir. I love it. But they also said, now let's talk about when you're dead. It's the one part of financial planning I'm not a fan of. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Last night, I thought an amazing performance from Attorney General Jason Meares. He prosecuted the case against Jay Jones. That's what that was. That was nothing short of a prosecution, and it was excellent. Details, times, locations, and all Jay Jones had was blah, 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 Trump, blah, 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 Trump, yada, 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 Trump. And everybody, I would think, is just sitting back going, do you want to be a congressman or a senator, or do you want to be Attorney General of Virginia? Because you just don't seem to have a handle on what the job involves. So anyway, we will chat with Attorney General Jason Meares at 5:05 this afternoon. Interesting things going on as we speak. I just saw this story. This is what I want to ask Dr. Dave Brad about in a moment. The CEO of Whirlpool, he said it is the Trump tariffs which have made Whirlpool invest $300 million in Ohio because it's creating a level playing field. I thought the tariffs were just supposed to kill the economy. Well, it sounds like a question for an economist. And the best economist out there, my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brat, Senior Vice President of Business Relations at Liberty University. Although he's never here on behalf of the university, he's simply here because he's brilliant and he's a great guy and he joins us. And he's also fresh off the big CEO summit. Dave, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on. I'm glad you're leading with that one because I've been at the CEO Summit. I'm a little bit out of it, but that's a nice softball, but you fire away.
All right, well, let me fire away. All right, the CEO of Whirlpool, who apparently did not come to the CEO Summit, shame on him, he should do it next year.
That's right.
Says it is a direct result of those tariffs that have made the company invest $300 million. Now, you explain this to me, because all I've heard from most of the talking heads is, oh my God, the Trump tariffs are going to kill us. I haven't seen that, but maybe I'm missing it.
Yeah, well, what they miss is the last 40 years we've been losing, right? So I've been on the show for the last years saying our productivity's been going down for the past 50 years. And so Trump, and you know, I had like Liz Truss, she's the former prime minister of the United Kingdom at the CEO Summit, et cetera. And they all, she had the same program that Trump has, right? America First, people misdiagnose what that's about. Trump is bringing manufacturing back to the U.S., and he wants every other country to do what he's doing, and that's to be successful for their own people. And so everybody goes nuts on the usual, you know, old traditional economic theory of tariffs or whatever, and they're not quite efficient. But we've been giving the country away, right? Our primary adversary and enemy right now, right? Not adversary, but enemy is China. And they are getting ready for Taiwan and more. They're in Brazil. I just met with 40 ambassadors a month ago. They're all throughout Africa. Africa is not happy with China. They are upset. They're angry. And they tell me straight up, right? And so is the rest of the world. China does not play by any rules. Right. And so the United States is kind of like the Republican Party, right? A bunch of Cub Scouts. We've been playing by the rules for 40 years, and other countries, communists, don't believe in God. They don't have human rights, and they're cheating. And so what Trump is doing is just realigning the world and the geopolitics. You got to first do that. If you don't line up the rules of the game internationally, the rest of economics is just trivial. It's just little pieces of inefficiency when we're being pummeled by the rest of the world. And so Trump is bringing I think he's up over $10 trillion in promised foreign investment, over $2 trillion in domestic investment from Whirlpool. And that capital investment is the primary driver of economic growth and productivity. And if people don't know economics, productivity is just how much stuff you make per hour. Mm-hmm. And if you put more machinery and capital and computers in the hands of American workers, there's nothing wrong with American workers. They're the best in the world by far. And so that will make everybody's wages and incomes and salaries go up. And it'll take a couple years for that to happen. And so I don't sugarcoat any of that. I'm not a cheerleader and, you know, I'm not preaching any utopia here, but I'm just telling you the way it is. And so these are all great moves. And you can look at the stock market, right? The stock market is going up. That's an indicator of future profits. It's the bets that people are making, right? And the markets are still going up. It's going to take a few years to get the productivity up and to get all American incomes and wages up, but it's good news.
That is so wonderful to hear. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us, Senior Vice President for Business Relations at Liberty University. All of the opinions are his and his alone. He's not here on behalf of the university. Dave, the CEO, I just want to share this quote with you because I think it's going to make you feel good. It made me sort of puff out my chest. Bitzer, who is the CEO, said, "Hey, all we want is a level playing field. We're not looking for subsidies or gifts. And in a level playing field, this factory and all our factories can compete very well. And that's what the tariff policy does. As such, we're strong and supportive of the tariff policy and actually very thankful." That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And the fair playing field, right? China uses slave labor. Right. I mean, just let that sink in for a minute. Right. So you're abusing your people. They have no human rights. They have no pensions. They have no 40-hour work week. They don't have any of the labor standards that the unions have fought for. And it's a little interesting that the unions all backed President Trump this time, which shows you he's not your old vanilla, boring Republican guy.
Right.
Right. So when the unions come on board, for Trump and blacks, Hispanics, blue collar came on board for Trump. The young men are coming on board for Trump. They know that they have hope. They see a future coming their way again. And we've been losing hope. And that's the kind of the key ingredient that you need, right? We have not been proud of our country. And, you know, Biden, the last administration, all political views are my own, but Biden, you know, my friend Scott Perry in Congress, he had $30 million in checks from China going to Biden and the Biden family in his hands, right? And this week, the CIA had checks from Ukraine tied to Hunter Biden and the Biden family. And that's not the level playing field, right? And we still don't. We've given over $200 billion, and I'm being real conservative. I think it's probably double that. But, you know, I've seen $200, $300 billion to Ukraine, and we can't audit that money. There's been no audit of where that money has gone. And that money is going into leftist causes, right? That goes into funneling the NGOs and all these things that say we're pro-democracy. And pro-democracy, it sounds neat for these NGOs. They're not pro-democracy. They're funding leftist radical politicians and groups in the United States of America. And the American people are finally starting to see this stuff because we've got enough social media stuff going out there where we are tracking the money. And so when we talk about a level playing field, we're talking about, hey, we would just like to fund our own people in our own cities for a change. And so that's the huge revolution that's going on right now. England, same thing. President Trump couldn't even go into Westminster in London because it's so out of control. He had to go out in the countryside because UK is really in trouble. France, Macron is probably going to get thrown out of office. They're having revolutions over there. Germany used to be the powerhouse of European productivity. Now they're at 0% growth because they pursued this Green Deal fraud, and now they're pivoting toward kind of a military, Keynesian economic thing. I don't think that's going to turn out. They don't have any money to do that, while China's going around the world paving this Belt and Road Initiative, just paying, on average, it's about $5 billion for dams and ports and bridges and infrastructure in every country on Earth. And so that's who we're fighting, and the American people, I think, are starting to wake up to all this.
I'm thrilled to hear that, and folks also need to be aware. You're talking about China, and you described them properly, of course, Dave. They are our enemy, not our adversary. Xi Jinping is busy purging military folks and purging some people in the Politburo over there. It's been a long time since that's happened, but apparently he has purged a number of people that is now rivaling Mao Zedong. So for everybody that is pretending China is just this benevolent business adversary, there's a lot more going on over there that's dangerous. I'm surprised, I must tell you, Dave, that you're here. And I told Jeremy initially, I said, well, we can't even ask Dave after the CEO summit because the guy works like 25 hours each and every day that the CEO summit is on. But here you are. So I wasn't able to make it this year, and I'm so sorry about that. But tell me, how was it? What was discussed, and who were some of the big luminaries you got?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We'll put some of it out on air. But I had Brian Westbury. He's got one of the biggest financial newsletters. He's a supply-side financial analyst. He put an economic textbook into about 20 minutes. And so when I get that up on our website, I'll let you know. But he gave a brilliant talk. We had Pat Gelsinger, the former CEO of Intel, one of the world's genius. He produced all the chips. He produced the World Wide Web. He produced the USB thing. Every time you stick your cord in your computer, that would be that little thing. Wow. And so this guy's out of Stanford. But now he's a big Christian guy out in Silicon Valley. And he's got a new firm called Gloo, G-L-O-O. And, he gave a talk that just blew everyone away. And then we had, General Mike Flynn, former national security advisor for Trump in the last term. Today we had Doug DeVos, co-chairman of Amway. He gave the convocation talk as well. And so, I couldn't have been happier. It was our kids. We had, 400 kids with us for the Future CEO Summit. The CEO sat at the lunch table with, 10 kids each. And so they're all totally pumped, having these people with them in the room. We had 150 women CEO summit as well. And so we just hit out of the park. And then we had a real money pitch thing with about 500 people in the auditorium with real money. This wasn't a student pitch. This was real capital markets and people pitching projects, for $10 million. And so we had it all going. So CEOs out there next year, it's going to be the same dates, October 14 to 16. So put it on your calendars, and we'd love to have you at Liberty University.
Man, well, I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm going to put in for the days now so I don't mess it up next year. That's always an amazing situation there. You guys do such a great job. Dave, again, congratulations on that. Thank you, as always, for making time for us on a Friday afternoon. Now you need to go and disappear for about a week and decompress.
That's right.
And, remember where your clean socks are. That's probably a challenge.
No, I know. Well, it's funny you say socks because I got out of bed this morning and my feet hurt. Oh. I was like, the first time in my life I ever, my feet were just, I'm getting old, man. So, but it's great. Keep preaching it, brother. You're great.
All right. Have a blessed weekend. That is Dr. Dave Bratt. He's not getting old. And you know how I know he's not getting old? Because we're the same age. He can't be getting old. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I told you he's a real live boy. I've said it from the beginning. And you know what's interesting? Mr. Herrera, who doesn't have anything named after him. You know, even Rich Herrera is not named after Rich Herrera. I mean, you know, what do you want me to do? I can't help. I wasn't listening to that part of Richmond's morning news this morning. So I didn't actually hear Jeremy speaking this morning. So technically speaking, as far as I'm concerned, he hasn't spoken on the air, you know, unless it happens between 3 and 6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, come on now. 804 says, good afternoon, Jeff. And from RVA, Jay Jones is sorry. He's sorry that he got caught. You are absolutely, positively correct. 804, Jeff, the difference between a person and a politician is that the politician will just say, I'm sorry, after being caught. A person will say, I was wrong, and make things right before being caught. Well, I mean, Jay Jones is a person. Is he a good person? No. No, he is not. Is he a politician? Yes. Yes, he is. And he is first and foremost a politician, and that became clear last night. Jason Meares is again, the real deal. There are people that I like, there are people that I don't like. That's true. We all have that situation. We also see people for who they are, what they are, and where they've been. Jason Meares is a guy who's worked his entire life. His entire life has been, hey, we don't really have a lot. So if you want to accomplish things, you got to work really hard. And that comes through. I tell you again, I've said this, I think I've said it since Jason Meares was sitting in the House of Delegates. I firmly believe he'll be governor of the Commonwealth at some point. That's my belief. But Jay Jones is exactly the opposite. Jay Jones has never worked a day in his life. Jay Jones has always had things handed to him. Jay Jones comes from a very, very, very prominent political family. Now, he can spin the tales a little bit, But he himself has not done anything of consequence. He has simply lined up the pieces, as he was told to line up the pieces, in order to make a run for political office. And that was probably never more clear than it was last night in that debate. Attorney General Jason Meares joins us at 5:05. It is 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. I'm looking out the window. I'm actually gazing out the official weather window here in the former Plaque Shack. Got people out there walking around with metal sticks chasing a ball. Good. Good for them. We're going to have lovely weather this weekend. Honest to God, when's the last time I had a chance to say that? Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday, with highs between 70 and 75. You tell me that's not a get-outside kind of a day. And relatively low humidity. I love it. 5:05 this afternoon, Jason Meares is the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, is going to be on with us. It is interesting to listen to some of the reaction to last night's debate. We've got a couple more snippets here. I'm leaving it in the very competent hands of Jeremy. Let me just mention this first, Jerm. Because they just did the list of the top 10 Halloween costumes. And it just hit me. It's like, oh my God, Jeff, your kids really are old. Because I didn't know the top 8 of the top 10. No idea who those characters were. Had to get down to what, 9 and 10? 9, where it was Elphaba from Wicked. Okay, that's cool. Love Elphaba. I like Glinda, but, you know, I like them both. And, of course, for me, love the wizard. Because the wizard, you know, the wizard knows a guy. I'll tell you that right now. He knows a lot of guys. Mostly munchkins. But he knows a lot of guys, the wizard does. And then number 10 was the Lorax from Dr. Seuss. All right, so that I know. My costume this year, people have asked, Sam Newsman. I just figured I would go as the number one morning radio personality in Central Virginia. So I am going as Sam Newsman. Yeah, that's true. The guy's been reporting since Roswell, most trusted puppet in media. All right, Jerm, if you would, please. Stop. Jeremy has made his little conversation. I have no idea what it was. And Jeremy, don't play it for me because I have absolutely no interest. Why? Because unless it happens with you between 3 and 6, I don't believe it exists. And but I think he's making that whole conversation this morning into his ringtone. Really kind of twisted. Jeremy, would you just give me the second cut from last night's debate, please?
And I find it a little bit stunning that today you say one of the pillars of your public safety platform is protecting children. Were you protecting Jennifer's children when you said you wanted to see them die in their mother's arms? How can anybody who's ever worked in any of the crimes against children, all of the areas of federal and state local law department, how can they ever take you seriously, be the top prosecutor, knowing that you view that children should die to advance a political agenda? It's unconscionable, and if you were truly sorry, you would not be running for this office because you disqualified yourself.
Mr. Delegate Jones, I'll give you 15 seconds in rebuttal.
I just want to say that Jason had a chance to sue the Trump administration to protect money that was going to go into our law enforcement communities here in Virginia, and he didn't do it because time and time again, 50 chances, he still hasn't done it. Law enforcement, K-12 funding, workers, the list goes on and on. I think all of those people are wondering when exactly you're going to step up and protect them.
Attorney General Meares, 15 seconds to any response.
There he goes again. 15 times he said the name of the president, not one time has he said the name of victim. That tells me he's a politician, not a prosecutor. He's never prosecuted a day in his life. That's the reason why law enforcement has said he has disqualified himself. Virginians, we could do better than a left-wing politician trying to seek a promotion.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, 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 Trump. Yada, 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 Trump. That must have been early in the debate, because Jason Meares said he had, Jay Jones has said Trump 15 times. I stopped counting at 40, honest to gosh. You know, I got to 20 and I thought, now I've run out of fingers. I've run out of toes. I don't know if this goes, oh, there's 21. What the heck am I going to do? And I stopped at 40. So if you kept an accurate count, let me know. You can text me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Jay Jones reminds me a lot of LeVar Stoney, all wind and no sail, no substance. They're legends in their own minds. Couldn't disagree with you at all, Roxana. Roxana goes on to say, and boy, that Dr. Bob Holdsworth, he sure is pushing for the Democrats. Yeah, well, that's what he does. That's what he always does. So again, I know that some people probably find him pleasant to chat with, and he probably is a pleasant guy. I don't know. But looking to him for any sort of legit analysis or insight, no, not interested. Jason rocked the debate. The moderator was excellent. Have a great weekend, Roxana. Well, Roxana, let me say this to you. Have a great weekend. And you're right. Jason was spot on. Once again, here's the difference. Jason prosecuted that debate last night. That's what that was. That was a guy who has been in a courtroom and has had to lay out a case in front of a jury or in front of a judge. Here are the facts. Here are when things happened. Here are the things that happened. That's the guy who did those things. Very straightforward. Totally honest. And once again, he brought the receipts. Timestamps, man. And the moderator, again, I don't know who he was. I think he was from the Virginia State Bar Association. I'm sure Charles Pyle not only knows who he was, he can probably tell me where he grew up and what his favorite color is. So maybe Charles will enlighten me. I don't know, but he was excellent. He was spot on. We have one more, right, where Jay Jones tries to explain some of his irresponsible, dangerous, reckless behavior.
I was held accountable, and several years ago I made very grave mistakes, but I was held accountable not just by the people in my party, but by the Virginia State Police, where I had completed a very rigorous driver improvement course, paid a substantial fine, and completed the terms of the community service as outlined and approved by the New Kent Commonwealth Attorney's Office and the judge in that county. I have been held accountable.
The reality is that Jay Jones was in court for going 116 miles an hour on Interstate 64. Four people were in court that day, were going roughly the same speed. Three of those four people got suspended or active jail sentence. But Jay Jones is a politician, and he asked the court not to give him any of that, to give him community service. And instead, we now know he misled the court. That community service, it wasn't done for a charity. It was done for his own political action committee that he controlled.
Yep. Yep. He got a special set of conditions because he's a political guy. He's a politician. Comes from a big-time political family. Now I want to know what the Commonwealth's attorney out in New Kent County is doing. Because now that we know Jay Jones spent 500 of his so-called community service hours working for Jay Jones and the Jay Jones Committee to elect Jay Jones, hey. To me, that doesn't quite sound like community service. Sounds to me like this guy is a good 500 hours short on the 1,000 hours of community service. And if I were the Commonwealth's attorney, if I were the sheriff or the state police or anybody else with an investigative union, I think I would kind of look into those other 500 hours of the 1,000 hours of community service and see exactly where he was and what he did. This guy couldn't pass the background check to get hired as an assistant Commonwealth's attorney. He couldn't pass the background check to be hired as an associate attorney general. Well, hell, man, he couldn't be hired as a deputy sheriff or a police officer in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So who in their right mind would make him the chief prosecutor, the chief law enforcement officer of my beloved Commonwealth? That's my question to you. It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Stan Drewski is going to join us at 435. My brother from another mother, who, of course, hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Drewski. Happens every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Now, I sometimes get the opportunity to hang out and have fun, and I can't do it this Saturday because I got some other, I got something else I got to do. That's all. I'm doing some speaking stuff and blah, 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 book signing, all that cool stuff. Anyway, but Stan will be here and he'll do a great job. But Stan's going to be with us at 4:35. Looking forward to that. Jason Miarris is going to be here at 5:05. And what did I tell you about Charles Pyle? Did I not tell you that Charles Pyle would know exactly who that guy was, who was the moderator? Brett Marston, the president of Virginia State Bar. All right, so I was half right. I said he was connected to the state bar. I knew that part. But he did a great job. Wow, counselor. Brett Marston, I have no idea what sort of legal stuff he does. And I don't know how he would be, you know, like putting contracts together or something. But in front of a judge, phew, man, he was on fire. So kudos, hats off to Brett Marston, president of the Virginia State Bar. Who knows? Maybe he'll go into another line of work. He could be the debate moderator for any debate anywhere. I also said Charles Pyle, being the unbelievable reporter that he is, would probably know the guy's favorite color. Guess what? He doesn't. All right. Charles Pyle, not nearly the talented journalist I thought he was. How could he not know his favorite color? Charles, here's what I'm going to say to you. Take a look in your newsroom. You got Sarah Huffman. You got Eileen Abbott. Put one of them on the case. I want to know Marston's favorite color. I think it's vitally important. 804 says, hey, Jeff, there is good news for Jay Jones. He would pass the background check to be a gun-carrying police officer out there in Illinois. Yeah, sadly, that's true. That's true. They had an illegal alien. ICE just locked this guy up. Thank God. A guy who is, by definition, a criminal, had been hired and was working, actively working as a police officer in Illinois. That's the kind of nonsense you've got going on out there. One of the many reasons I wouldn't want to live in Illinois. I did have a great conversation today with the folks at Carlson Financial. You know, every Monday I tell you about how they're my financial planners. Carl is he's my chief financial advisor and planner. And he's got a whole team, which is great. So people sometimes think I'm joking about that. It's not. No, that's absolutely true. So I was over at the office today for a meeting and we're discussing certain things. And it's to me, it's always fascinating because there's good news, which believe me, I appreciate. Hey, you know, your hard work these last, I don't know, almost 60 years or whatever, or 50 years, however long I've been, whatever it is. Congratulations, you've made some money. And thanks to us, we've taken that money and we've grown it and we've got you past this really cool benchmark, man. That, believe me, as a kid growing up in a row home in Northeast Philadelphia, I never thought I'd be able to use terms like these guys are using with me. Never. Are you kidding me? My first job, I made $1 an hour. And I used to go home at the end of the week with $70 or $80 in my pocket. And then after they say all this nice stuff and talk about, well, you know, your personal value and blah, blah. And by the way, now let's spend the next hour and a half talking about when you are dead. Thanks, guys. It's 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Second opinion, we're not going to charge you for that. If you want to bring it in, we'll be glad. Or in some cases, some people will send us even invoices and say, hey, does this look right? What would you do? Sometimes people are out of town and they can't get it back to us, which our warranty gives you a 3 or 36,000 mile warranty and nationwide. So you're able to, even these shops are trusted that we send you to. I haven't visited all of them. Right. And so sometimes we'll get a question, even locally, hey, you know, I'm on the other side of town now. I brought it here and these guys are saying I need this. Does this look good? Or can I bring it over for a second opinion? The answer is absolutely yes. We're not going to charge you again for the same diagnosis you just paid for, whether they had it right or wrong. And so we love being able to do that. And on the air, I try to do the same thing. I try to give you guys advice. And believe it or not, Jeff, we were a little concerned on if I'd be able to help over the phone. But I feel like we've done a pretty good job the last 4.5 years. So we've gotten some really good feedback from our listeners. And, man, it's just so much fun to do this and sit in there. And Central Virginia, some of the nicest people, believe it or not, guys, in our Commonwealth. And here's the thing. When they're calling, I'm not worried about what political party they are, and they aren't worried about which one I am. We just have, oh my gosh, it's become this like, ugh, where you just can't even listen to it anymore. Just what happened to people just having a good time? And so that's what we're here to do tomorrow. Call in, text me, any car questions. Let's talk about, I don't care, send me your chili recipes too. I want to hear all about that stuff.
All right.
Love it.
Well, it is great stuff. And again, I want to remind everybody, during the week, you're going to find Stan and the crew at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico.
Lakeside.
As well as Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And Saturday mornings, the best weekend radio show anywhere is right here in the garage with Stan Andruski. You know, Stan, I want to salute Certified Auto Repair once again, top three auto repair facilities here in Central Virginia, as determined by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Yeah, and man, like I said before, it's such an honor that you guys would think to ever vote for me for anything. And now, of course, they're voting for all of the great technicians and parts managers, employees we have that realistically have huge families throughout Central Virginia. And a lot of you guys know them and have relationships with them, too. So thank you for that. And also, I just want to mention one more thing, guys. I was at Cadillac today looking at Escalades, and it's so nice to know that we have a choice still to buy EVs or if we want to buy nice, beautiful gasoline vehicles that still are much easier to fill up. I'm not saying EVs are bad, but now we have a choice. And honestly, the next guest helped us push for that. So I want to say thank you very much for that. Not politically, again, just it was the right thing to do. You can't make people, a lot of people wouldn't be able to ever afford an EV, and you can't make that a mandate, especially in our state. So very thankful for those efforts, and just want to remind everybody that Jason was part of that. So just want to say thank you to Jason ahead of time. And I'll see all you guys tomorrow. Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Central Virginia.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Mr. Andruski.
I'm not gone.
No. Listen to me. No, you can't go anywhere, because just you being here has prompted three separate questions from three separate people, and you're going to have to answer them now. First of all, Jim in Chesterfield says, hey, look, Stan, I tried cleaning the leaves from my cow, and he kicked me. Can you give me any advice a day early? Jim, tune in tomorrow for the cow catching tips. And from RDA says, thank you, Jeff, and thanks to Stan about the invisible glass. I would go to his place if he had one on the south side. Hint, hint. And
trying.
Yeah, 804 says, can you please ask Stan, is the candy oil change thing still going on? Well, is it?
Well, here's the deal. We had till today, but I'll tell you, if you make a call over there, you let them know that I said it, they'll set it up for you still for next week, and we'll make sure they get Longdale gets that. It's at Arts Automotive. Okay. That's the shop that's participating. That's the one closest, that's who you set it up. Call them. Say, Stan said, if I call, set up an appointment, I can still get this deal. So the answer is yes.
Okay.
And if for some reason they say no, for some reason, I'll call them today and make sure they call you back and tell you yes.
Okay.
How about that?
Fair enough. Now, the only downside to tomorrow's show, I'm going to tell everybody up front, because, you know, Stan, I have friends who are, they're wholesale distributors for black electrical tape, and their sales surge Saturday mornings when I'm on the show, and they won't be selling nearly as much black electric. But you guys who know how to fix stuff, go ahead, just show off tomorrow. Everybody will be happy, I promise you.
Well, I mean, you can't just cover up check engine lights and warning lights with black electrical tape anymore. That's what he's talking about, guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's. And if your car's messing up while it's cold in the morning, his answer is wait till it warms up before you drive it. But he's very good to help me with doing the show. I'm not the best with the radio, but his advice for car care, you just got to be careful.
Exactly. Please, if you want your car to operate properly, the very last thing you want to do is listen to any of my advice, except that you should visit Certified or Arts, and they will help you out. Stan, if nothing else, my brother, I will be listening tomorrow, and always appreciate you dropping by on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Stan Andruski, truly the best of the best. Think the world of that guy. I love that guy. I do remind people that I demoted him from friend to family a number of years ago, and that simply means that when he comes over, he can get his own doggone coffee. Why should I pour it? He knows where the cream is in the fridge. I don't have to get it. That's what happens when you get demoted from family to friend. Absolutely love Stan, man. I'll tell you, you want to talk about a true Central Virginia treasure?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the guy right there. So tomorrow morning, there won't be anybody to suck up to him or say nice things. So he's going to need you there starting at 8 o'clock in the morning in the garage with Stan Andruski. And I guarantee you, if you've got car questions, not only does he have car answers, he has legitimate car answers. Like, I can give you car answers all day long, but again, if you're listening to me, forget about it. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Man, Barack Obama looks old. I'm just telling you, because he, I don't know what the algorithm is at X now, but I'm getting all of the Democrat stuff. Well, I got to stay on top of stuff. I mean, I really do. And so I sign up for all the mailings and I follow all of them just so I know exactly what the other side is doing. And all I can say is this. For the guy whose pitch was, hey, I'm young, I'm cool, I'm hip. You're not. And it's really, really interesting to see Obama, as young as he is, relatively speaking, doing so little that matters in this day and age. And seeing a guy like Donald Trump, who is 77 years old, doing so much, considerably more vibrant, and working really, really, really hard. Really, really, really hard to undo the nonsense that Barack Obama foisted upon the United States. It's actually great in a weird sort of a way. So that's the only reason I was distracted. Barack Obama popped up on my screen looking like somebody who's, he just doesn't get the love and attention he used to. And you can tell that he really misses it. Some people are kind of needy that way. I don't know. I know, of course, I'm sitting here just about all by myself, right, in a room, in a studio, talking to you, hoping against hope you'll listen to me. So maybe I'm not the guy to pass judgment on that, but it's just fascinating to see how desperate Obama has become for any sort of a validation in this day and age. Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be with us at 5:05, and we will be talking about his qualifications to be rehired as Attorney General. I don't know that they could ever have been questioned, but this Jay Jones character has been out there running, and Jay Jones is just, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's not a good person. Not only is he incredibly unqualified for the job, when you talk about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker, when you talk about having children die in their mother's arms because it'll change someone's opinion, no. You're disqualified from being AG, and you know what? You're just not a good person. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Last night's debate at the University of Richmond, sponsored by the Virginia State Bar, I thought was exemplary. I really did. I liked how organized it was. And I think it gave everyone a great opportunity to see the two men running for that office. I certainly had no apprehension about who it was that I'm voting for. Everybody knows that. But I watched our Attorney General, Jason Meares, conduct that debate last night, conduct himself in that debate, almost like it was a prosecution. Dates and times and actions, and he did a great job. And I'm happy to say that our Attorney General, Jason Meares, is joining us. Jason, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. Great to be with you.
It was fantastic watching you last night, and it just was a great reminder. You were a prosecutor, and Mr. Jones is a politician through and through.
Yeah, well, I've always thought it was curious that Jay was running for this office to begin with. One, he's asking for Virginians to hire him to be the top prosecutor, and he's never prosecuted a case a day in his life. Second, it's clear from his rhetoric he's much more interested in Washington, and he should be running perhaps for Congress because he doesn't understand the job he's running for. And then three, I got to be honest, I was just floored at what the tone deafness of an apology when, at one hand, he basically says, "I'm sorry for these text messages, let's move on." And he clearly didn't understand the ramifications of it because, and this is something I hear the legacy media has just completely missed the fact that these are actual real people that he knew. He's worked with Todd Gilbert, but he's met Jennifer. She would come to the assembly. She would bring her kids. At the time he sent those text messages, they were 2 and 5 years old. The idea that he would want to see a 2 and 5 year old child die in their mother's arms to advance a political agenda is so beyond the pale. It so shocks the conscience that the idea that, in my opinion, if he was really gravely sorry for what he did, he wouldn't have been still running for the office. But here we are. So I thought it was a clear contrast. Appreciate your kind words. But I think both his record and his judgment have disqualified him from ever being in this office.
It's clear. It is clear that the job of the Attorney General, at least so far as I can tell, is not to sue the President of the United States every 11 seconds, which seems to be the agenda that Jay Jones is advocating. And those comments, as you rightly point out, Jason, those comments would be more appropriate, not the text, of course, they're inexcusable, but the political comments would be more appropriate were he running, I don't know, against Jen Kiggins for Congress out that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the great irony. But even more so than that, I mean, this is a serious office. The men and women that work in the Attorney General's office do incredible work.
Yep.
If Jay Jones had just applied to be a line attorney, a line prosecutor, and not just my office of the Attorney General, any AG's office in the country, in any state,
yep,
he would not pass a background check. Calling for political violence on small children, what he has done with what happened in New Kent County, going 116 miles per hour, and now we know that he basically never did real community service hours. He represented the court, this group that he did the work for, which turned out to be a political action committee that he controlled, which it's not a charity. And so he's already had two bar complaints thrown against him, which, by the way, legally, you have to be a member of the state bar in good standing to do this job. And so I think it is a pretty stark contrast. And so to your point, I'm a prosecutor. He's a politician seeking a promotion. That's the difference between the two of us in this race.
Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth. Jason, can I pass this along to you? It's a text that just came in from 804. He says, Mr. Katz, would you please extend gratitude and thanks to Mr. Meares for his unwavering support of Virginia law enforcement and also for calling out his opponent for his abhorrent comments about the killing of police officers?
Yeah.
Now, you've got to hear this, my friend. Respectfully submitted, a retired Chesterfield police officer, member of the Fraternal Order of Police, whose partner was killed in the line of duty. That's got to
be awesome. Oh, that is powerful. Wow. You know, Jeff, the hardest part about my job is when I go and attend the end of watch funerals for the officers that have fallen in the line of duty. There's always this moment where they go over the intercom and you hear a dispatcher read off the officer's name and badge number. And they read it three times. And each time there's no answer. And after the final moment, they say, Your watch has ended. We now have the watch. I can't even describe without getting choked up. Anybody who's ever been to one will tell you it is haunting. And once you've done that, once you've been there at an end of watch and you have grieved with mothers that have lost their child or wives that have lost their loved ones, you can never do what Jay Jones did, where he apparently told a colleague that he wanted to see officers die because then maybe they would change how they police. And you know, my last end of watch ceremony was in February 22nd of 2025. Cameron Gervin and Christopher Reese of the Virginia Beach Police Department die. And Cameron left behind a beautiful wife, Jessica, who had just a week or two before his death had found out that she was expecting a baby girl, baby Paisley. And once you do that, once you've actually stood there, you realize this is the hardest job in America. There's nothing else more difficult. They deserve our gratitude. They deserve our thanks. And, you know, when I came in the office 4 years ago, not only just was our murder rate at a 20-year high in Virginia, our violent crime rate was so high, or record levels of addiction deaths, but even more so when I was meeting with law enforcement, their morale was so low. They had just gotten on the other side of 2020. They had mass levels of both retirements. People that had previously wanted to make a career in law enforcement just said, this is not worth it. They were being demonized, belittled. And that was one thing that Governor Youngkin and I had this mindset of, we're going to say thank you. We're going to work with them. We're going to work for pay raises. And it has truly been one of the unique privileges of my life to be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with these law enforcement guardians, that they are the best people you ever meet. They are just amazing human beings. The men and women that wear the badge. And my friend, Rocky Holcomb at you know, he's my friend and the sheriff of Virginia Beach. When Cameron and Christopher, at their end of watch, he told me there at that service, I'll never forget it. He says, you know, he goes, Mr. Attorney General, this badge only weighs an ounce, but at time it feels so heavy. And you just stand in awe of it. So tell him, thank you. That is incredibly moving to hear. I would just to say thank you to him for what they've done, and they have our backs, so we have theirs, and just tell him thank you.
I will do that, and I will tell you, I tell you every time you're on this program, I've told you face-to-face, and God willing, the next 4 years as Attorney General, I'll tell you again, as a former cop, to be able to look at my Attorney General and say, he gets it, he is there for the line officers, he's there every time that an officer has been felled in the line of duty, you're there. And you also have some amazing accomplishments in terms of fentanyl, bringing down the addiction rates, and then Operation Ceasefire. I mean, I look at what you've done, and I want you to talk a little bit about it, because we're talking about all the reasons the other guy is not qualified for the office. But my gosh, you got to brag a little bit on what you and your team have done the last 4 years. It's outstanding.
Well, listen, we promised we were going to work with law enforcement instead of against them, and it's amazing what you can accomplish when you do that. Listen, we're incredibly proud. Our office alone has prosecuted and removed enough fentanyl off the streets that would have taken the lives of 7 million Virginians. And so, you know, we obviously got these record settlements against the big pharma companies for the pushing the OxyContin. So the combination of over $1 billion in settlement money that's come back to Virginia that goes to treatment, plus going after the fentanyl dealers. Virginia is the number one state in the entire country in the drop of addiction deaths. So we know, you know, Virginians are alive today because of really smart pro-law enforcement policies we've been pushing. But also, you mentioned Operation Ceasefire. It's been a really remarkable turnaround. What we saw, Jeff, was that roughly 5% of felons were committing over 50% of the violent felonies. And we wanted to put prosecutors in our most violent cities and go after this small subset of repeat violent offenders. I'll give you an example. The city of Roanoke, what we saw was 0.12% of the population of the city of Roanoke. That's less than 1/5 of 1%. We're committing over 30% of the homicides within Roanoke. And so we decided we were going to investigate, indict, and prosecute these individuals, so many of which obviously is tied to the narcotics trade. And we did that. And the result has been a remarkable turnaround. Roanoke has seen a 62% drop in the murder rate. We've seen that replicated in our cities, our ceasefire cities. And so that's just a real example. We know that Virginians are alive today because of our smart policies. Virginians are beating addiction today, and fentanyl dealers are being punished today because of the policies we've implemented. So, as I said before, we're the people's protector, going after violent felons, going after these fentanyl dealers. We're proud of our record, and we're now we get the joy of asking Virginians to rehire me to continue to protect them.
Jason Meares, absolutely the people's protector, the attorney general of my beloved Commonwealth. One final thing. You made a great point last night. You made it a couple of times that this is not a partisan office. This is not a political office. This is about having somebody there, and certainly you have political ideas and what have you. That's not the question, but it's about how it's conducted. Is it conducted in a circus-like atmosphere to grow the political ambitions of somebody who just seems to hate Donald Trump, or is it conducted from the perspective of a prosecutor who understands we've got some good people we need to protect and we got some bad people we've got to send away? And by God, that's not left or right, Democrat or Republican. That's just right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. I mean, listen, this is the least partisan of any office we have statewide in Virginia by far. Yeah, you got to be elected, and I acknowledge that, but this is overwhelmingly an office. The largest division in the Attorney General's office is the criminal division. And it is overwhelmingly the top prosecutor, top cop position in the entire state. So that Jay clearly is running for the wrong office. And like I said, wants to run for Congress, perhaps. But listen, I would say this, Jeff. I have a sign that I keep in my office in Richmond. It is one of my favorite quotes from Thomas Jefferson. And I see it whenever I sit at my desk, and it is this. I have never found a difference of opinion in politics, philosophy, or religion as cause to withdraw from a friend. And it's just a reminder that I may disagree with somebody over politics. I'm not going to deny them the beautiful gift of friendship, much less ever deny them protection, because I have never asked a crime victim that I have met with once whether they voted for me, whether they're, what their political affiliation is. That's just, for me to do that, I believe it, I'd be violating my oath of office. I'm to protect every Virginian, no matter who they are or what their background is. That's my mindset as the people's protector, and that's the mindset that Virginians rehiring me, they could get that promise. I will keep that mindset for another 4 years.
Well, nobody more deserving of re-election, in my opinion, than you are, Jason. I always appreciate you being here. Again, from the bottom of my heart, as somebody who used to wear that badge that either weighed an ounce or 50 pounds, I appreciate.
Thank you, Jeff. You guys are the best. God bless you.
Oh, man, I know exactly how that is. I really do. Sometimes the last thing that I want to do is pay attention to what I have to pay attention to. Wouldn't it be great to just close your ears? It would be. Well, the closest we can get, as you know, because you've heard that song, is called Close My Ears by the great group Gun Hill Road. And that voice right there at the beginning, Michael Harrison, gosh. Michael Harrison is the guy who almost single-handedly took talk radio into the modern age and gave us credibility. Because Michael is an incredibly talented broadcaster, always has been. And he had a choice. He had a choice. He could keep being the broadcaster, or he could work on behalf of the rest of us who were broadcasters. And he has operated, owned for decades now, Talkers Magazine, now Talkers.com, the Bible of talk radio. But boy, he still keeps his hands in everything with that great song, Close My Ears, and his involvement with Gun Hill Road. So I'm just always thrilled when Michael can take a couple of moments for us. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me on the program. And I just want to do a shout out to Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Coonan, and my son, Matthew B. Harrison, who's the producer of our video of Close My Ears, for the work they do. I'm along for a free ride. I'm the least talented guy in the group, but I think I'm having an awful lot of fun.
Well, I don't know about that being the least talented, but I am sure that you're having great fun. I'll tell you, the video, which is purely the bailiwick of your son, Matthew, is stellar as well. Mm-hmm. How come Matthew went more with the visual than the audio?
Matthew is an attorney. He's an attorney. He's an IP lawyer. He's the associate publisher of Talkers. He grew up with me. Where there was always a big radio station in our life, a network in our life, a production company in our life. And he's kind of like a Renaissance man in the entire radio, genre. So the video is something that he's kind of mastered. Yeah. And we've always been making these cutting edge videos with the Gun Hill Road songs. What's amazing about Gun Hill Road and the gentleman that I mentioned before is these guys have been making music all the way back to the late 60s.
Yeah.
And they're as modern as the day. People don't believe that this is not a punk rock group of 22-year-olds. So it's a wild time. Let me just say that. I'm very proud of all of them. And I'm grateful to people like you, because here I have a career in talk radio, and I'm involved in one of my greatest passions, and that is music. And you know, I was in music radio before talk radio. Yep. And I'm getting recognition. I mean, we have a 500,000 downloads around the world on the internet. I'm getting it through talk radio. Talk radio plays our music, as opposed to music radio, which, of course, plays Taylor Swift.
Well, now, Michael, I have often referred to you as Tay-Tay, but that has nothing at all to do with the musical part of it. So how come these guys who have been rockers since the 60s are now all on board and said to you, Michael Harrison, hey, you know what we've been looking for? We've been looking for you. How on earth did you get wrapped up with them?
Because I was there in the early 70s playing their songs on the radio when they were the darlings of album-oriented rock, you know, FM rock stations, progressive rock stations, underground rock stations, freeform rock stations. I was heavy into that. I was the morning host when I was 22 years old on WNEW-FM in New York, and they were, Gun Hill Road. They were out of Westchester, just north of the Bronx, where Gun Hill Road is, and I used to play them every day. So I was a champion of the group back when we were kids on the radio in New York, and have known them ever since. And they obviously have had other jobs and careers and things that they've done, and there have been a couple of personnel changes. One of the original founding fathers of Gun Hill Road is Steve Goldrich, and Paul Reich goes all the way back to the beginning. There are four of us now, and as I said, Matthew does the videos. But I've been with the group all along in one way or the other. It's not that they came to me and I didn't know them. I have roots that go all the way back to the beginning of this very unusual ensemble.
Well, I absolutely love it. Let's talk a little bit about this song, Michael, Close My Ears. Here we are, talk radio. I tell you from the bottom of my heart, there are days that I come in and I think, okay, my big question of the day has absolutely nothing to do with politics. I just want to know, when you were a kid, was it Quisp or Quake? Because that was the biggest battle for my brother and myself. And so there are moments I just want to close my ears to some of the other stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a clever play on words, and sometimes I even mispronounce the name of the song. But Close My Ears, it's a tribute to talk radio, yeah. Because, of course, talk media, which has grown out of talk radio, is now multi-platform, and it's visual as well as audio. And those of us who come from the radio side have a very special place in our heart. But the point is, and this is a nonpartisan equal opportunity offender, we even take a shot at our beloved medium talk radio in it. The fact of the matter is that people on all sides of the so-called aisle are suffering from angst, anxiety, depression, and worse, physical illness as a result of the nonstop negative news to which we are all addicted. The only people that don't suffer from this syndrome to one degree or another are those real scoundrels that are profiting off of it on both sides, again, of the spectrum. Yeah. And people, if I may say so, who are stupid. I mean, you know, ignorance is bliss. There are a lot of people that are walking around la-di-da happy about life because they don't ever listen to, watch, or read the news. And I guess, if you don't, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. Kinda. I'm not sure of that.
So Michael, you and I are cursed because we happen to be smart. That's what you've just said, right?
Well, it's very hard to be intelligent and not find a lot of sadness in the world at the current time. Yeah, I hate to say that. I mean, these are very convoluted arguments, and a lot of them are counterintuitive. But yeah, we're in pain because we're smart. And I believe everybody listening to this broadcast right now is in the upper level of smartness. Why would somebody be listening to the stuff that you talk about on your show at this time of the day if they weren't really smart, plugged in, interested people? And it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. People on all sides of these arguments are smart compared to the other end of the spectrum, which is not that smart. Yep. I think George Carlin said something along the lines of the average person that should scare you, because that means half the people are stupider than the average intelligence out there. And I don't mean to be nasty, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm always amazed at the level of my own ignorance. Matter of fact, the longer I live and the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. I'm always reevaluating things that at one time in my life I thought were certain. But we do have an education problem in America, and the media also should always raise the bar. I think one of the most underserved areas of the American population in general, I'm not just talking about news, I'm talking about everything, are the intelligent. The intelligent are among the most marginalized people in America.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct in that assessment. And I just have to say, Michael, you've got another hit here. Close My Ears is the latest from Gun Hill Road, Steve, Paul, Brian, and Michael. And once again, the video that Matthew has put together is just off the charts. I've been using it here on the show, of course, but I want people to also take a look at the video. What's the best way, do you think, for them to do that?
Easy. Just go to the following, as if it were a website, closemyears.com. Closemyears.com. The whole song is 3 minutes, and it packs a visual power punch.
It sure does. Well, Michael, I am going to make sure we share that link on all of our social media. Again, I am always grateful when you can spare a few minutes for me, for my listeners. We love having you on here. We love the music as well. Make no mistake. You tell the guys in Gun Hill Road that once again, they've hit it out of the park, and we are better for it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the program. And thank you again from somebody who speaks on behalf often of the entire talk radio industry. Thank you for your ongoing contributions to this field. We need people like you more than ever, Jeff. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Michael. That is Michael Harrison. Michael is he's an amazing guy. And you know what? Jeremy always has to put him on hold because I say good stuff about him and he blushes and he's like, no. Michael Harrison is responsible for talk radio having any shred of credibility in America. It was a circus act before Michael established Talkers, and thank God that he did. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
It is Friday. Self high fives indeed. Yeah.
DDP.
We've made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. There is nothing better than Friday, is there? No, I got to tell you, Friday is a pretty good thing. Pretty good thing. And we have made it. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., of course, Stan Drewski is going to be here. Stan Andrewski, who hosts In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. Yeah, isn't that funny how that all came about? And he'll be here starting at 8 a.m. I should tell you that my friend Jeremy is going to be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. And so I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday. And I've actually gotten him two birthday presents. Jeremy, I know you didn't know this, but I don't mean to embarrass you, but let me share this with everybody. Your first birthday present that I got was when I purchased a smartwatch for myself. And you're welcome. No. Really. I did it for you. Because it's got all those seconds. You know how those seconds, because they're numbers, and they can be a real pain, but this is, at least in theory, linked to the atomic clock, as is the main clock I'm looking at. There are a few other ancillary timing devices that are not. So, again, first birthday present for Jeremy as he gets ready to celebrate his birthday tomorrow. I bought myself a smart watch, and I hope Jeremy enjoys it. I do. Present number two, Germ, and this comes truly from the bottom of my heart because, you know, I think the world of you. I like you. You know, don't get all maudlin on me because, you know, if you quit right now, we'll muddle through. Don't think that, but, you know, yeah, good kid. But the second present I got for Jeremy is the fact that I will not be singing Happy Birthday to you. So again, you're welcome. I do these things for you. Jeremy, a really, really solid guy, and we are very, very happy. Very, very happy that he's part of the team. I would dare say that he has done a tremendous job on this here little show, and I am grateful. I am grateful. Hey, somebody actually kept a really good track of Jay Jones last night. Apparently, now according to this guy, Giles in Bon Air, he said, Jeff, Jay Jones used the word Trump and the president a total of 45 times for the debate. They were on stage for 70 minutes, so that is an average of once every 1.5 minutes that he brought up Trump. Well, there you go. I told you, I stopped counting at 40. So 45 was the official count and amount. It is Friday, so what do? I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end Friday, as we have for the last couple of years, by playing Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem. That is Hebrew for the hope. I want you to have a fantastic weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Tuesday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.